You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Alice is still living it up at the Edinburgh Fringe, or maybe has moved on to travelling elsewhere in Europe. But we are not alone. We're joined in the studio by Tatiana Hotere. How are you this morning?
I am very well, apart from being stuck in traffic.
You made it, though. That's the main thing.
Yes.
Now, you are here to talk about your play, Skin Hunger. And we were just talking off air that this is the first time that you've written a play, written something
yes.
like this. But you're an actor. You've done other theatre before.
Yeah.
What made you want to write a play as opposed to a film or a blog, as you were saying?
Yes. Well, I love theatre. I grew up watching theatre, being in the theatre, being an actor in theatre since I was 8 years old.
Oh, wow.
And so theatre is really part of my DNA. And the play kind of just evolved. It wasn't something that I planned, and I sat there and I said to myself, I'm going to write a play. But I write a lot, and writing from an experience that I had just was cathartic for me. And then here we have a play.
Mm. And what sort of theatre are you drawn to? And I guess what did you take inspiration from when you were writing? More realist theatre or a little bit more experimental? What really grabs your eye?
I think the magic of theater is that you can have something that feels really real, mm-hmm. or you can have something that is really stylized, and you suspend your disbelief, right, as an audience member, and you get into that world, and some things can be quite ridiculous, but still ring true. And I'm really interested more, not in the style, but in the truth that the performance and the story brings. Mm-hmm. Can I relate to it? Is it something that pulls my heartstrings? That's really what excites me about theatre.
And on that note of story, what is Skin Hunger about? Where did the idea start?
Well, Skin Hunger, like I said, kind of developed into a play. But it really started as me writing down, trying to figure out how to process the grief that I was feeling from losing my husband 5 years ago. So when Jason died, because I am a writer, I turned into writing to try to figure it out, to try to voice things that were really difficult for me to articulate. And from there, I decided to write a play because there's lots of work out there that talk about grief, but none that I could find, perhaps there are some, but none that I could find that were touching on the things that were really difficult for me at the time. I wanted to figure out how to deal with those issues that I was having, and I wasn't finding the material out there, so I decided to create the material.
Yeah. Now, it's quite a heavy and personal subject to write about. Did you, when you were writing and then later in the rehearsal room, what sort of processes did you decide to use to really, protect yourself? Or is that something that you've been thinking about at all during the process of making this work?
Yeah, I think about that all the time. Not only about protecting myself, but I'm also really conscious of protecting my audience, protecting my other cast members, because grief is something that all of us experience at one point in our lives. It might not be because you lost a husband, but you might have lost a parent, a child, a relationship, your health, your pet. All of us feel grief in some way. And so when I'm on the floor with, you know, my other cast members, or even when I'm trying to learn my lines, it's some of them are really, because the play is semi-autobiographical, it triggers a lot of, you know, old feelings for me. And so I'm constantly aware of that, but I think more than anything aware that when an audience comes into the theater and they experience something that you put out there and there are really heavy themes, you need to do that with a lot of care for them, because we don't want people to just feel really shaken by your art and then go home and do what with it, you know? So I'm aware of that as well.
And it's not just a sad play, like you've described it.
No.
as raw, as passionate, as sexy, as funny. Like how do you balance that or find those lighter emotions within the grief that you're exploring in this work?
I think that that is just a natural part of being human. We tend to gravitate towards humor in times of distress. You go to a funeral, there's somebody cracking a joke, right? And I think that some things are so tragic that you have to laugh. And it's a release, laughing, right? Mm. But there are some things that can be just really ridiculous about grief, that when you have a little bit of space from it, when you look at it, there are things that I did when I was in my early stages of grief that I now, looking back with some time in hindsight, I'm like, oh my God, I was so ridiculous. Why did nobody tell me that?
Well, it sounds like an absolutely beautiful play, Skin Hunger, premiering at Basement Theatre at 6:30 next week. It's just around the corner. How are you feeling?
Oh my God, I feel terrified and excited and just really grateful more than anything. Yeah. I feel really grateful that I'm able to use my experience and be of service through an artistic way for an audience. Yeah.
Well, I think people are going to love it and I can't wait to go see it. You can get your tickets now, is that right? Best place through the Basement Theatre website?
Through the Basement Theatre website or iTicket. You can Google Skin Hunger, iTicket, and grab your tickets. Bring your best friends, your mom, your sister. It's a really beautiful play that a lot of people will be able to relate to it.
Fantastic. Well, we will see you in the theatre, Tatiana. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.